Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy DJ Q right here on the 1 and 2, chilling with my man's DJ King Killer. Can't forget about my boy Kirk G and E Green on the Hip Hop Digest Show, the best fucking podcast in the world. The Hip Hop Digest Show, man. Fuck what you heard. Fuck what you heard. Fuck what you heard.
You're about to witness a moment that made television history. In this tender duet celebrating the unified human spirit, Clark gently touches Belafonte's arm. Appalled that a white woman and a black man would be seen touching on network television, the ad man from the show's sponsor, Chrysler, demanded a retake. The program's producer and NBC refused. The ad man was fired. All agreed it was the racism from an era long before 1968.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, my brothers?
What's going on, yo? Another week, another protest-filled week.
Very interesting week.
Yes, sir.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
DC.
Huh? No doubt. No doubt. So let's start the show and shit. Fuck Donald fucking Trump. Fuck that nigga. So I wanted to get that out of the way. Fuck
you
Trump.
Got it all the way in.
I just wanted to just
right off the break.
Yeah, just get it in and, you know, sort of exercise it. You know what I'm saying? And now I can do the rest of the show.
The elbow's going up. I'm hitting the hole, hit the hole. Fuck Donald Trump.
Exactly. Fuck Donald exactly. So no doubt. So all right, gentlemen, if we, you know, I guess we're not going to delay. We're going to get right in.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah, now see, I'm talking about not delaying. I ain't got my shit together. Now I got it together. First topic. Yeah, damn.
Here comes the diesel.
Got his ass.
Who is that? Is that Frank Herzog?
Nah, that's that Indian, that Redskins dressed dude.
I think that's Frank Herzog, yo.
Oh, that wasn't the chief that used to be out there with the Redskins. I apologize, I don't know his name, but the old black dude used to wear the regalia.
No, well, actually, but there's a clip of him going gah, in the audience, but the actual call, there goes the diesel, is Frank Herzog.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. Anyway, so that's enough for local DC talk. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, now I'm ready, Kanye West donates $2 million to Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and George Floyd families. Kanye West also set up one of them 529 tuition things for George Floyd's daughter. Yes, a 529 college plan for George Floyd's daughter. Kanye West coming in was at the couple of, I guess he was at some rallies in Chicago, coming in with the big check. Now, Igri, I know you like to put in a litmus test and a purity test. But what do we do about the MAGNA hat wearing ass niggas?
Well, I, as you know, I've had a change of heart. And I am not going to be mad at that. I don't give a fuck. It's Kanye or Yeezy or Tuda or whatever the fuck he put his sign on the line. That's some great shit. That little girl ain't got no worries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's no question about that, yo. I guess I was thinking about that. Not that I don't normally put a purity test on it because... I don't know where guys are, but we know Kanye is a MAGNA guy. He's a red hat nigga.
He was. Didn't he change that shit a few months ago?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I thought I saw. I mean, I didn't do the deep dive. I saw the headlines that Kanye felt used or whatever. So I thought he was out of that shit.
Interesting. Because, see, you know, unlike the certain people who are coming to the table, like the National Football League, Roger Goodell, talking about we've done a poor job. We didn't listen to our African-American players. Yes, you can kneel. Yes, you can peacefully protest in the league. Now they're doing all of that shit. But we know the National Football League and its owners don't fuck with you. They don't fuck with African Americans. They don't give a fuck about, you know, obviously it's a symbiotic relationship with the players in the league, but they don't give a fuck. I don't know. I guess I'm not putting Kanye on no purity test, but you know, like Public Enemy, you know, can't trust it.
So you gonna put Kanye on the same level as the NFL, my nigga?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I have all kind of thoughts about Mr. West, but I ain't even gonna put him on that shit. You giving him the Django treatment, my nigga?
Yeah, because you know what Kanye remind me of? He remind me of Clarence Thomas.
Oh wow. Shit.
Yeah, he's a young B, fuck that. He a young and upcoming Clarence. Because you know Clarence, you know, there's pictures of Clarence Thomas in full, you know, revolutionary regalia. Black Panther.
No Black Panther shit.
Yo, he used to be. There's pictures of Clarence Thomas.
Oh, I'm gonna need to see.
Yeah,
that.
Nigga, see, you better get up on your game, my nigga. Damn. Yeah, and whether he was a full fledged member of the Panthers, probably not. But there's pictures of Clarence Thomas in full Black Panther regalia, my nigga. Yes, sir.
You sure he wasn't one of them undercover niggas that was sitting there to take the Panthers down?
Hey, man, he could have been. I'm just.
Nigga, you sure that wasn't Photoshop? Because I couldn't imagine. Somebody Photoshopped that shit.
So anyway, there is a documentary. There is a documentary of Clarence Thomas, and it talks about that period. Now, however he made the transition, you know what I'm saying, from being raised in a super poor Southern background to being who he is now in the midst of himself. Hey, that's who Kanye is to me. That's in his life, that sort of was the same line of transition that he's walking his life through. So I don't trust him. I don't trust him.
Jeez.
I don't trust him.
Now, my first thought on it was visceral at first. A visceral reaction, because I looked and I was like, look at this nigga with this photo op shit. Out here, fucking out here with this damn marching shit on some Trump photo op in front of the church shit. I'm like, look at this nigga. Are you kidding me? Are you going to use this to fucking put out your new brand of Yeezys? What is this? You trying to launch another pair? But then damn, I had to go in and go, you know what? This is Kanye we're talking about. True. So I'm saying, okay, this nigga probably watching TV, saw the shit. It was like, I gotta go down there. I gotta be part of this. Let me do this. So that's probably what he did, more than likely than what I was thinking, like this nigga on some photo op shit.
Damn, I feel like I'm on a fucking seesaw, because, I mean, typically it's me, aka Lil Malcolm, to be just hammering niggas, but yo, that's this new, maybe I subconsciously went to Mecca and came back and have changed my mind, yo. Cause I see Kanye, but we can go back and you can listen to me say, I think Kanye just be on some Kanye shit, and in a moment he really means whatever the fuck he's doing. I'm on record of saying that. Whether it's good or bad or however it's perceived, Kanye, when he gets in some shit, he's in that shit. And with that thought of mine, and the fact of it will be benefiting that little girl, and I did say that she won't have no worries. She does have a fucking tremendous worry. She doesn't have her father. But for Kanye, or had it been whoever the fuck it would have been that put this on her books, and I don't even mean to say it that way, who has set her up for a successful life, how the fuck can you be mad? It ain't the NFL. The NFL didn't do it.
So let me say this, and I'll do you one better. Yeah, I'm gonna separate. I will thank Kanye West for all the families who are gonna benefit. I mean, certainly they would. Kanye could keep all his money if they could bring their loved ones back, no question. Okay, so, but they will benefit, and that money will help them tremendously. You know, so first of all, yeah. You know, I'll give him a pat on the back. I'll give him a pound for that.
That wasn't even the money giving and the helping out. That wasn't even my point. When I first saw the picture of him out there in front of that protest shit, I had a visceral reaction. Like, I know this nigga ain't on some photo op shit. Well, not thinking about him giving money and helping out families and all that. That's a great thing. Well, but no. Just looking at that was looking like a photo op to me.
Yes, but Kanye's the type of cat who, see, the money can cover some things for him. The money's like a nice warm blanket, you know? Come in, spread some money around and shit. You know, hope people don't look behind the curtain on this shit. But I'm so that he's got a blanket of money he can spread around to cover a lot of shit. Quickly, to get out of the Kanye conversation, a lot of symmetry here. Quickly, Drew Brees is also in the news when it comes down to this, making a comment about the flag and all that, kneeling, okay? Just for information to let you know, Drew Brees is your next possibly conservative congressman or senator, okay? He's going to be ultra-conservative. He, deep in his heart, he's Trump, okay? He was backpedaling after making them outlandish comments, okay? He was backpedaling, but he's your next opposition leader. Watch me. Watch what I'm telling you.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
This is where I come in on another side with this shit, on a whole different landing spot. When I heard what this nigga said, yes, I was like, damn, what is this nigga's tripping? But then I said, you know what? I looked at him and I said, you know what? This nigga really believes this shit. This is really who he is. This is in his heart. This is what he believes what he's saying.
Yes.
So I'm like, how can I be mad at this nigga for speaking what he believes is his truth? Now, this is his truth about his grandfather and what he thinks about the flag and how he's mad, doesn't like people disrespecting the flag. And I looked at this nigga and I said, you know what, B, what happened? What your fault is and what your problem is, you got trolled, nigga. The NFL trolled you and you fell for that shit. You fell for the flip-flop. When they flip things from talking about kneeling for black people being killed by cops, unarmed black men, and then they flipped it to it being about military and the flag, you fell for that shit. That's what happened to you, Breeze. You fell for that shit. And that's where he got fucked up in the game at.
Okay. I'm not, no way I'm gonna let him get on an off ramp that fucking easy on the NFL.
Oh, no
doubt. Fuck that. That's one thing you are right about. That is what he truly believes in his heart. But I believe he believes that from the soil. I don't think it was the National Football League who made him think that. He believes that from the soil.
No. That, like I said, that came from his heart. That's what he believed.
True
about
that.
His grandfather right. In the military and all this shit. He believes that in his soul. But what he fell for is the flip-flop. That's where he fell for. He fell for that bullshit. Them making it about the flag and about the military and not really about police.
Well, I disagree. I think he would have felt that way no matter what anyway, because again, only thing he could see, like one of the comments were, and I forget who said this, but they were saying that basically there's probably African-American men who fought alongside his grandfather who came back to who came back to a country that hated them. Okay. But Breeze can't see them. He can only see, but I only say that to say along the lines of symmetry. And this is directed towards you, Swerve. And the third part of this whole thing is now I think that you need to look back at Kaepernick's moves and some of the things that he was doing when it comes to tryouts and it's going back to the league or whatever. And I told you back then, I was like, Kaepernick, no, he's not coming back to the league. But what Kaepernick is trying to do is uncork these niggas because he know how fugazi these cats are. And now because of just George Floyd, oh, they uncorked. They putting out all kinds of propaganda and shit. Goodell out there, well, we didn't listen to our African-American players. I know you don't fuck with Cap on that level.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Okay.
Let me.
Do you?
So before I get to Cap, because I'm definitely going to address that.
No doubt.
I want to look at since Kanye was sort of an issue. How do we settle with the fact of a motherfucking multi millionaire who all he does is floss his cars, his money on the bed, his airplanes. I'm talking about that undefeated boxer that you don't like too much, Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, I didn't see you. You never heard me say I don't fuck with Floyd like that.
Hey, you don't fuck with his record because he dodged niggas. You on record is saying that. His undefeated status don't give as much credit because he dodged.
Yeah, there were some people he should have fought. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Go ahead.
Here. So what I'm building is he has never, ever publicly shown any type of citizens' responsibility to our community, so to speak.
Okay.
So he jumped out there, and he is paying for the funeral services and all that for
George Floyd. Yes, right.
Yes, I see that way more as a stunt on any level than I do Kanye, and I just wanted to say that.
Okay. Right? Okay.
So. Again, I'm not sitting here as a proponent for Kanye, but I'm telling you for that situation.
Okay, all right.
I'm skipping past that picture shit.
So in this situation, anybody with money can come in and instantly buy credibility and be able to stunt. So we might as well get that off the break right now. Anybody who got a certain amount of money can come in and say, I'm giving money to the family. Or I'm paying legal fees, or I'm paying for funerals. You know what I'm saying? And people have done that. Now, there's a lot of people who were doing that, like Game. Mm-hmm. The Game was paying for a lot of funerals before this became popularity number one cause. And, I'm just putting that out there. There's people who've always done that. Now, Game was doing that before it was fashionable. So I'm going to give a shout to Game. I want to give props to Game. So
thank you. We're gonna leave that on a positive note then.
Yes, yeah, no doubt.
We voted there, like you said, anybody with money can slide in there for publicity props.
Right.
But I'm past looking at the publicity of it and looking at what is being done with that donation. All right, so that's what's important to me. All right, so and I'm sorry,
You said you wanted to address that cap. So let's get to that.
Yeah. I'll say it 8 million times if I have to. When Mr. Colin Kaepernick, the NFL football quarterback, starting in the NFL quarterback, decided to do what he was going to do, and then even took the initiative to talk with somebody from the military so it wouldn't be offensive, and did it, and the hell he caught for that, I have my shit. You can't measure how much respect I have for that. You can't measure it.
Okay.
My issue was he did it, but it appears that he didn't have a plan to follow it through. Maybe his job, and I'm loosening way the fuck up. Maybe his job was just to bring it to attention, and then other people should have came on that could guide that shit. But that didn't happen. So in the process of it, I'm like, okay. What next? What do we do next? We here. We got our arms. We got our hatchets or whatever the fuck. We here on the front line. What do we do? What do we do? Because some people were soldiers and some people were fucking sergeants or whatever. But I totally see this takes it. This whole situation, including the NFL apologizing, Drew Brees saying that dumb shit. What it does is it brings to light again what Mr. Kaepernick tried to talk about in the fucking beginning. So in that, I have no issues. I think Kaepernick's name should be, I think he should be lifted up now, because this is what this is. Maybe this was his role, and I'm able to step back and see again, like I said, maybe he was just the match that lit that shit. Maybe he wasn't the, you know, whatever was needed to carry it through, but he was the fucking match to get this shit started. So I take back anything negative I might have said, even him trying to still get back with the NFL, because you know what? That as well is being a match. Being a match, because as long as he's trying to get back in the NFL, we're talking about him. And if we're talking about him, we have to talk about why he's not in the NFL. And if we're talking about why he's not in the NFL, we can dispel that myth that it was about the flag, that it was fucking actually about, as his words were, black and people of color being brutalized by the police.
So what you just said, then I apologize. I did try to pin your tail on the donkey, because I thought that, well, you did have a lot of rhetoric, and I was saying that I thought that Kaepernick is playing a longer game with a league who is used to steamrolling motherfuckers, okay? And with phony workouts and all of this shit, I'm like, nigga, Cap is playing a level above Goodell and them niggas. They don't know they getting played, but, you know, everybody had mm-hmm. their own. And right. Now you see it. Now you see yep. the NFL coming out.
What?
Yeah. So you know that exactly. But now you see the league coming out. Them motherfuckers is shuffling all over the motherfucking place.
Unfortunately, for a situation like this, if the league was smart, they would have got on board with Kaepernick. Off the break, they would have got down with Kaepernick because a situation like this was bound to happen again.
Yeah, but Trump.
Unfortunately, that's what happened.
Trump.
In a black America, you knew this type of shit was going to happen again at some point in time.
Trump and all the motherfucking redneck ass owners was like, fuck them. Fuck them. Okay? Now it's fucking with. Now it's close to the money. Now it's close to the flame that got close too much to the money. Oh, we were wrong. So, hey, again.
The only reason they're getting on board because white people out here now marching.
That's the money. And shit, you want motherfucking Black Lives Matter in front of every fucking NFL state, in front of every fucking, every Sunday? Nigga, you better something. They done ran up Goodell's up, nigga. Everybody go every stadium every Sunday. So you better clear this shit now. So, and again, to me, that's something that I think that Cap was doing and plotting early because he knew who he was fucking with. You know what I mean? But anyway. So we're gonna discuss as we go on here, obviously, because this is still a big deal, and it's always going to be a big deal. It's going to be basically a big deal for the rest of our lives. You know what I'm saying? And whether we acknowledge it or not, it was a big deal before George Floyd. But all that saying, we're going to talk about some donkeys. You know what I'm saying? Not to bite off your boy Charlemagne and them donkey today, but it almost fits. We're going to talk about some donkeys. We're going to talk about three donkeys. We're going to talk about T.I., donkey, you know what I'm saying, and shit, jackass. We can talk about Lil Wayne.
That shit, because I don't even want it to fucking sound like that shit from that radio station.
Okay.
B.
Okay. All right. We're gonna talk about T.I.
Okay.
So we're gonna talk about T.I. jackass. How about that? We instead of that donkey, just jackass. Yeehaw.
We ain't got no sponsors. We can say what the fuck we want.
Jackass. Right. Exactly. Lil Wayne, jackass. You know what I mean? And shit. Ain't that what Barack called Kanye?
Oh, he's just a jackass.
Yeah. Okay. And one more jackass out of nowhere. Your girl, Florida style, yo, Trina, jackass. So I'm gonna start with Trina. Trina called African Americans. Well, maybe she didn't say African Americans, but she did call protesters. She called them animals. Apparently, one of Trina's friends had a store in Atlanta that was looted. I think that's the case. Don't quote me on that. But either way, she came bust out and was like, you know, they're animals and shit. Fuck that looting shit. Fuck y'all. Of course, now later on in the week, you know how to, you know, you might as well be built in. She had to come back and clarify.
Too late.
Damn that social media.
She had to come back and clarify. Earlier in the week, your boy Clifford on TV, you know what I'm saying, talking about Atlanta is the black Mecca. Why are we tearing up our own shit?
This is Wakanda.
Yeah, this is Wakanda type shit. I'm like, damn, nigga. You know, and usually, you know, I try to be easy off of that Lil Malcolm shit, you know. Our resident Lil Malcolm, he quick to pull out the gat on a nigga and
yes,
shit.
Sir.
You know what I mean? But and T.I., you know, for a lot of this has been it's been so well received and it said the right things. But I'm like, come on, B, what the fuck, yo? You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck what city. I don't give a fuck if it's Atlanta, L.A., D.C. I don't give a fuck where it is, yo. You know what I mean? Sometimes shit just gonna have to get toe up. You know, unfortunately. Now, of course, you can't build a movement on that alone. You can't. It just won't happen. I get it. But, you know, And then, of course, the third jackass, Lil Wayne. Why can't he just keep his damn mouth shut? G.
Well, as long as somebody gonna walk up to him and ask him a question and get and look for his opinion, he's gonna say something.
And Swerve,
fish in a barrel, B.
And, okay, and that's my well. My next question is that a? I mean, obviously, people aren't gonna agree on everything that you know. I'm saying we're not pretty much gonna get together on every single solitary point, but there are just some. People at time, place and times that, and I'm sure all three of those people are full of regret at the things they've said. Is that just Hollywood talking? Or the way we break down and examine a, you know, a foul cat like Drew Brees, is there foulness in these three Afro-Americans?
I see it as like different branches on a tree. Because I do believe that T.I. cares about the community.
Yeah,
I
me do. Too. Word.
At this point, I really do. But T.I. also has to realize that he has a history. And he claims it, that he is the king of the trap. And the trap wasn't no kind of good for the black community.
No, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a difficult path. What I would like to hear, and this is just me personally, it don't matter else, nobody in the world. What I would like to hear is, please, anybody, if it exists, send it to me, T.I.'s mentality now about what he was providing, you know, as a entertainment content. You know what I'm saying? I liked him back then, but I wasn't fucking around, but there are a lot of people that, you know, live by artists' messages, and so to speak. So, yes, like I said, he's definitely in a different place now, but I need to hear what his thoughts are and what his responsibility is or what he did before. And who else have we got here?
Well, Lil Wayne and Trina.
Oh, come on, yo. First, I don't even want to discuss Lil Wayne.
Okay, I can. Because, yeah. Okay, which yeah, true that, okay. No doubt.
Yeah, so let me say something. Oh, okay. I was going to say, let me say something about T.I. then.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Along the same lines as what you said, but a little bit differently, I'm saying I like to see T.I. meet Tip when he was 14, the mentality he had and the way he grew up as compared to the comfortable life that he lives now. Mm. Would Tip be out in these streets tearing shit up in Atlanta? I think hell yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Good fucking question.
Because I don't think T.I. would even be able to talk to Tip because Tip wouldn't even listen to that nigga.
God damn it. Let me get on Twitter now.
So there's no question about that. And I'm going to agree with you guys. No, there's no question about it. You know, when T.I. put out that EP about the system and he was trying to be up on educated and people didn't want to hear T.I. People didn't want to hear that. They wanted to hear T.I., you know, trap, you know what I'm saying? But they didn't want to hear the conscious T.I. It was the closest thing to Public Enemy that this generation probably is ever going to get. Okay. You know, that T.I. EP, I forget the exact name of it. I think it had something to do with the system as far as the name in it. It's a great EP if you want to go back and listen to it. So certainly he certainly cares. The other two people, Trina, I don't know, B. I never saw it to begin with. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. God. I know Katz is up there, yo, Trina fat, but other than that, B, her music is a yawner. I never saw it. And as far as Wayne and shit, you know what I mean? What can I say, yo? That motherfucking, yo, this is drugs, yo. Drugs. You know what I mean? Just.
How come that nigga sound like Roscoe's Hogs? Roscoe Pico training them niggas. Them Dukes.
So yeah, that's
can I dress Trina though?
Oh, go ahead, yo. No problem.
Would you say you want to undress her?
not at this point. Nope. But maybe mentally, because maybe she forgot where she came from, and if she didn't, as her friend being a business owner, I want to hope that her insurance game was right. Now, well, you know, it's a headache. Your shit's burned down. You can't do business. You got to rebuild and all that kind of shit. But it's not as detrimental as motherfuckers make it out to be. And if we continue, and everybody is repeating this, and I'm going to do it too, if we keep talking about what is and not why it is, then it'll just keep being what it is. So if you got a business, get your fucking insurance game right. And if you know, nobody wants this looting shit to occur. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting here saying, yeah, tear them stores up. No, that's nut shit at the end of the day. But when you got people out here who is truly frustrated and not fucking police or infiltrators and they're just doing shit, but when you got real people running up in stores, yo, it's because it's a flashpoint. Otherwise, fucking no store would be safe on any day. But that's not what it is. Typically, people go about their motherfucking business. People go in and buy shit. People sell shit. And then you do it again day after day after day. But when shit happens like this, the frustration is built up from other shit. And nobody's giving a fuck about CVS at that moment. Motherfuckers like, yo, they got that yak in there. or whatever. I need some Band-Aids, my nigga. Whatever it is. It is what it is. And at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck about that because I care about people's lives.
Right. Indeed. So, all right, yo, we're going to keep it moving. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Fat Joe says that Jay-Z kept Drake off All the Way Up remix. Apparently, All the Way Up obviously had thawed out any beef between Fat Joe and Jay-Z. I won't go into that history. Everyone should kind of know about that. But anyway, when it gets right down to it, Fat Joe's up at the station talking about that Jay-Z said, you know, I wanted it to be us, you know, squashing beef in the history. And it shows that we've really gotten together. The beef is squashed. According to Fat Joe, Drake was asking him, yo, send me the instrumental. Let me get on that joint or whatever. But when it came to the final situation, Hov was like, nah, man, nobody else on this joint. So Fat Joe's telling the story. I guess I kind of wonder, are we getting set up? Are we getting, you know, how they set you up for a certain punch? Are we getting set up for Fat Joe to release the unreleased Drake verse on All the Way Up? Or is conspiracy theory like me, you know, basically Hov deep in his heart is like, that motherfucker phony nigga, I don't even want to be on joints with him. I don't know. That's just my personal conspiracy theory, because you know I don't really give a fuck about blackface. But you know, what do you think about that, G? They say Hov steady hating, always hating on Drake.
Well, there's something there then. Where there's smoke, there's some fire. And for some reason, I don't know what it is. Maybe he just don't like that nigga.
Maybe I want to think. I know I'm wrong probably, but I want to think Hov has got pure purity in his heart and is really on some hip hop. And Hov like, yo, this cat don't write. I don't want him on joints with me. I don't even want his shine to even enter in my part of the galaxy. Stay out there where you do you. I mean, I want to think that, you know, I don't know if it's anything else.
It would be nice to think such wonderful, happy land thoughts. But I think it boils down a little bit simpler than that.
That he just don't like that nigga?
Something happened. I don't know if something happened where, you know how some, you know, this is industry bullshit. Something could have happened.
Mm.
Who knows? Nigga might have brushed up against Beyonce too close. No. Who knows?
Yeah, right.
We don't know what the fuck happened.
Can we just insert Soulja Boy meme Drake?
Talking about Aubrey Graham?
Drake? He said that shit like 2-3 times up there. Drake?
Woo! Oh, Anyway, not to get too Drake. Far off topic, but it is so great that nobody can fucking dispute Soulja Boy on that shit.
Soulja Boy's like, you heard Criminal Minded and bit the whole shit.
Oh. Not an MC. Not an MC. We talk about Drake.
If he dies, he dies.
Damn. Damn. They're pouring out all kinds of artillery on your boy.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's what's up. Personally, though, I think somewhere along the lines, you're going to get a grainy, you know, unreleased verse of him on All the Way Up. I think it's going to be anticlimactic because it's not going to set the world on fire. It's not going to be like, oh, yo, it's incredible. It's just going to be him. And I think that probably... You know, Fat Joe probably got a payment. Yo, I'm going to get my new record out. Leak that All the Way Up verse, son. One of that shit, you know what I mean?
We slap you a few ends.
Exactly.
He ain't going to slap no ends. He'll be like, I'll get on that next cut with you.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. Oh, now I can see that.
You
yeah.
see my bed. You see how I sleep.
Damn, so if he going to get on the cut, then I think on that point, you got to go DMX. Niggas is doing a favor for a favor.
Ooh, going to dinner and shit.
Oh, man. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the idea. The idea of LL Cool J coming out with a verse and Freddie Gibbs saying trash bars. Now, the thing about doing a digest and trying to find topics, and I remember I was educated live on the show about trolling. I had no idea what trolling was. I'm bringing up topics. Kurt G like, you're getting trolled. Swerve like, hold up, B, you better check the sources. That was a phony story. I'm getting schooled, okay? I'm trying to come up with topics. Kurt G know about this trolling shit. Swerve know about it, you know what I'm saying? You know how us older guys are, you know what I'm saying? We're a little bit slow sometimes and shit, you know? But your boy
Fred, he says that like I'm not the oldest, though.
I'm saying we all have our moments, you know what I mean?
Yes, that's true.
And trolling was my, you know, moment.
Trolling was your Waka Flocka. To me.
Yes, exactly. So, you got your boy Freddie Gibbs, who he's got a record out. He's got a brand new record or whatever. I don't know why he chose to get on LL Cool J, who basically, I guess it was the Gram, I guess. I mean, I saw it on YouTube, but where he's spitting bars about the current political situation and obviously George Floyd. I thought the bars were heartfelt and from the heart, and that's LL. Yeah, but Freddie Gibbs, you know, he throws out a litmus test, you know. Oh, well, you need to stop rapping or go back to TV or something crazy he said. But what he you said, that's, but yeah, it's something like that. But the key thing is Freddie Gibbs, weak bars. Now, yeah. I like Freddie Gibbs. But let me tell you something, B. You do not. I'm put $1 million on LL, my nigga.
Ooh, we ain't heard that in a minute.
I don't know about that.
Nah, nigga.
$1 million might be a little bit shaky these days.
Yeah, it's all right. Shit. I have no problem putting $1 million.
Nice. I'm not front.
I'm put $1 million on LL Cool J. Okay, now, Freddie, don't get me wrong. He makes great records. I have, you know what I'm saying? I have yet to listen to the new record. A number one, I'm thinking he's saying that because the record is out and it had dropped during the worst possible week. Okay, yeah, you talk about the most worst time to drop records. It was that week. Okay, so he's doing something, but B, you can't call LL's bars weak. Now, you can talk about maybe what his motivation was and this, that, and the third, and we can get into that, but weak bars?
That's false.
No, the bars were definitely not weak. And Freddie Gibbs, to me, sound like he just probably maybe a little upset that his bars were getting more attention than his album was. So it was like, niggas is acting like this is the greatest thing. I got a whole motherfucking album out here. So it could have been something to do with that shit too. But as far as, I'll go back to that $1 million, B, you can't put $1 million up against anybody now, B.
I tell you what,
Kurt, you want to put $1 million up against, Freddie Gibbs?
B, I'm gonna tell you something.
I'm with you.
See,
Freddie
Gibbs,
I think he can take Freddie Gibbs out.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
But I don't know if he can just take out anybody.
LL Cool J is funny. So what I've been doing to try to decompress from all the bad news and everything, I've been doing vinyl archiving. And so I archive LL, and maybe it's because I was listening to LL, and LL has done some horrible, horrible records. The misfire between a Jamie Dupree produced LL Cool J and J-Lo record, yo, that shit is horrendous, my nigga. I don't even know why
niggas... Is that on that Exit 13?
Nah, that's on Mr. Smith. That is...
Oh, that album.
Oh, my God. It's absolutely horrible. So we've known LL to do some turds out there, okay? But a motivated LL coming from the school at which he come from gives nice, different MC and not built... You know, the way LL will deconstruct that young nigga.
Oh, but he will beat, I will give him that. He will kill Freddie Gibbs. Yes, he will.
So that's where my $1 million is coming in.
Oh, so against Freddie Gibbs, okay, I'm with you.
Yes.
I thought you was just saying I put $1 million on LL against and bring your favorite MC in here.
Oh, no. No. This is strictly Gibbs. This is strictly Gibbs. Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know, yo. Shout out to Freddie Gibbs, man. You know, and I don't, you know, and it's the Freddie Gibbs. I think it's, who is it? Is it? No, it's Alchemist. Freddie Gibbs, Alchemist and shit. I'm pretty sure that's who it is. I'm pretty sure. I'm sorry.
I ain't about to fuck that up.
I don't have the, I don't have the facts.
I think it is Alchemist, but I don't want to fuck that up.
And I'm sure it's a great album. I'm sure I'm not going to have any problems with that album. But see, to me, this is something that Freddie Gibbs, you got to understand who L is, and he a legend, and you got your opinion, but, and you could call the Jamie Dupree J-Lo weak bars, and probably a half dozen of bevy other records on his last three or four albums weak bars, but you cannot assail LL Cool J, a Hall of Famer. So watch yourself, young man. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you called me earlier in the week because we wanted to, you told me we were going to talk about this topic. And that's because I posted about in the text chain how I wasn't quite, I don't know what I said, but I didn't know how to feel about LL jumping in the fray of the whole protest and all of that kind of stuff. And even though it's been a couple of days from there, I had a lot of time to think about it. But can you just say what the gist of it was?
Well, the gist of it surrounded the LL Cool J bars, and Swerve had mentioned to me where was L, and not just L, but others, where were they prior to this? And I explained to him, Irv, your boy E Color, I explained to him my version of events is that you can't really put a purity test on this, on certain guys when they come in and when they check. Now, somebody could say, well, aren't you throwing a purity test on Kanye West? And I'm like, I'm not throwing a purity test on Kanye West because we know West. Okay, he's put his, just like Drew Brees, he's put his stamp down, he put his foot down, and that's how he gets down. Okay, we don't necessarily know that about L. You know what I'm saying? We necessarily didn't know that about others who may come in with money. Maybe they're true, maybe they're not. But at this point in time, if they want to come in, a guy like LL Cool J, which to me was heartfelt bars, you know what I'm saying? And with his history of being booed at a Harlem God rally with crazy gold chains and crazy paid when African medallions was the order of the day, I don't know. So I guess you had a change of heart maybe, because I think not just, and it's not really about LL, but the symbolism of people coming in who may not have been part of the movement, or at least the mindset. Forget about the movement, at least the mindset of social justice.
I think what has happened over the last few days is, and I don't mean to belittle or to make light of Malcolm X's Mecca moment, but maybe I'm personally having a Mecca moment, whereas fuck worrying about where was the help, but to receive the help right now and accept it for what it is. Maybe that's the transition I'm going through, because at first I'm like, L, you didn't know about the shit in Ferguson? Or before that, you didn't know about it then, because you was living too good. This is my initial thoughts. Fuck out of here. You don't know nothing about this struggle. You have removed yourself from that. I worked damn hard to get out of the ghetto. That type shit.
Right.
I was James Evans on that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the ghetto, nigga. I ain't never left the ghetto. No matter how anybody on this whole earth knows or thinks how I live, I know how I live, and I know what I got to deal with, right? And it's not no fucking fantasy great shit. It's a matter of building, getting to where I should and want to be in life. But people who are already there, living that, to me, yeah. And then I know people, even like Jay-Z, do a whole lot of shit on the low, and that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So a lot of times you guys have checked me on that. So it's like, okay, well, I need to accept the fact that right now, as proficient as LL has been in his career, and we still say he should be in everybody's Hall of Fame, it just struck me that it's now. But I have to, like I said, my Mecca moment is as I see these images of white women getting fucked up by police, that's a fucking paradigm change, yo. Because it's not just dogs biting black people and hoses on black people like the 60s. That shit was horrendous. But you know, the perception of this racist country that we live in, damn, you're fucking up white women on top of fucking up black people and people of color. It just changes everything. So I have to say, whether it's LL, if Tyler Perry, you know how I feel about him, if it's Tyler Perry, if it's Oprah, I don't give a fuck. If you are contributing towards change for the better, then I'm accepting it just as that, and not looking at the whole pie. I'm just looking at that slice.
Well, I think that you can, I think you don't need to put it, at least for me, not, you don't have to put a purity test on it, but known qualities of people, you know, if all of a sudden Clarence Thomas showed up, you know he's fraudulent. Because certain guys, now you or at least this is what I'm saying, you got to ask yourself, like you ask, I wonder why, but he's on record of a certain thing. Now, maybe it's certain guys who haven't been on record. Maybe they were doing stuff in the background. I mean, we don't know. So, yes, again, I stand by that. You don't have to put a purity test on somebody, but there's nothing wrong with making a qualitative decision on if there are already facts on record. And that's what, to me, it's Kanye. There's facts on record about him.
MAGA hat, yeah.
No doubt. That's what I'm saying. That facts is right there on him. You know what I mean? Drew Brees, facts. You know what I mean?
But we can't give the same thought process to, because we know them media-wise and what they've released, we know Drew Brees and we know Kanye, and they're not on the same level mentally. Kanye is where he is, and Drew Brees is where he is. Mm. Drew Brees fucked up because he just failed to, like Kurt said, he failed to step across that banana peel. He got caught out there, that flag shit. Kanye, as I told you, in my opinion, when he's about something, he's really about it and thinks it's a great thing. I don't think he's doing it just to bounce around to be relevant. I think the fucking, because of who he is, the media, whenever he does something, just jump on that shit. But I'm standing here with a with some passes, B, and I'm attribute that to y'all, my brothers.
Oh, my man, indeed.
Opening my eyes.
Indeed, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is rest in peace to Wes Unseld.
Yes, sir.
The Baltimore and Washington Bullet Hall of Famer passed away this week. I think he was from Louisville, although I don't have the page up to confirm that, but I know he played his entire career for the Baltimore / Washington Bullets and won the 1978 NBA championship.
Yeah.
We know Wes pretty well around here, way back at the Capitol Center when we were getting free tickets weekly to Washington Bullets games. Wes Unseld was the head coach. I'm talking about way back in the Liddell Echols days. You know what I mean?
What you know about Liddell Echols? Boston Chicken was new.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they was giving away Boston Chicken coupons at the door. You know what I mean? Way back in the days when you could get Bullets tickets for eight box tops for post cereal joints.
Yes, sir. We were Nick, there.
He was all up in the building.
Yeah, no doubt. But all that being said, certainly Wes Unseld, the Basketball Hall of Famer, who later in his career, well, after his playing days, became the coach of the Washington Bullets and then later the general manager. You know, just what can I say about him? He was a huge man in the Washington, D.C. community. Wes Unseld was one of those guys when something was going on and they had to bring Wes in, beef got squashed. Okay? Because he was universally respected, you know? So we want to say certainly rest in peace to him, Wes Unseld. We honor you and your life, sir. All right, let's see here. Do I got anything else? I believe that's all I got, gentlemen.
Well, hey, it's we living in some crazy times, yo. So it's good to still be able to talk about things outside of the current events.
Yeah, yeah.
To some extent.
Indeed, indeed. Oh,
yeah.
And just to fact check, that Freddie Gibbs is with the Alchemist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just a fact check. No doubt. So, anyway, so are we ready for the world famous?
All right, let's do it.
Kerr G's world famous.
I was about to say, damn, the bus ain't about to back up again.
Nah, we got that nigga off the break. I was ready after that. I was like, oh, no, it
happened to me. Okay, we ready. Kerr G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, I'm dedicating these joints to our brothers over there at the Jukes. We got Trust Army, Army of Trust 2. That's Trust Army, Army of Trust 2. And then we got Rasheed Chappelle and 38 Special Ways and Means. That's Rasheed Chappelle and 38 Special Ways and Means.
Mm.
That joint's all right.
Mm.
You know Rasheed can spit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And then the instrumental joint is Tall Black Guy. Look Into the Wisdom, a tribute to Roy Ayers. That's Tall Black Guy. Look Into the Wisdom, a tribute to Roy Ayers. Oh, you best believe that.
Don't make me do it, Kurt. I'm wanting a fucking email. I want an email, Kurt. Don't make me do it. Tall Black Guy? I need an email, Kurt.
Oh, you know that joint's all right.
I know it's better than that. What I do know is I need an email.
All right, that's what's good, yo. So anyway, yes. So on an upcoming episode, I do believe we have an interview with Master Ace coming up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, well, you know it. See ya.
Peace. And holla at my folks. We got to shout out our brothers. Felipe's Garage. Get your listen on, get your view on, whatever.
Oh, yeah, of course, Felipe. Oh, yeah,
most definitely.
Good. All right, peace.
One.
Yeah. That's how it's showering. God mom talk money, she fix French toast. Then she stresses me to fill in for those who went ghost. Stress broke, she stresses that to me too. Wear a cheap shoe, broke dudes have to be cute. We gotta eat well, laugh often. A glass house or a glass coffin. You talk money, I'll have your cash talking. It's back on, I gotta back off it. Cause my son is no longer and his dad lost it. It's just me and you now. For you, I'll buy you happiness. Love seeing you smile. You kept the grass cut for your friend. He weeded you out. Remember I took him in and let him sleep on the couch. I should kill him. I'll leave him in your hands. But he'll never take another seat in the tour van. Another one opens after the door slams. Trust your devotion, just ask where that horse stands. Yeah. We don't need her to know. You be in the studio, she wants your speakers to blow. Don't worry, godson, cause we on the go. All we need is a month and a week in the grow. We'll talk tomorrow, soon as the pack land. I know them guys like my backhand.
Let's go.
2 o'clock, just come, don't call me.
Don't call.
You know I run the whole army.
Hey, yeah, I talk different from raw pitching. Lifting weight, doing construction in the kitchen. I'm forklifting, I'm daydreaming about Forbes listing. Talk business, having walks outside, I think the wall's listening. It's hard when your dog snitching. Cut them off, it's funny how the wrong words get you a long sentence. Niggas is loving the wrong bitches. I fuck her and get away, our relationship long distance. All of my boys getting rich, enjoying benefits. You gotta get a brick to join a membership. Broke bread with loyal menaces. Percentages go to lawyers that help me avoid sentences. Now we all own businesses. Shout out to the OGs and loyal women I was in the trenches with. Niggas know I'm more militant. Employed these boys for decoys to come destroy villages. Used to collect ends in the red bins. I set trends, take one bird and stretch twins. Fuck you and your dead friends. Put weight on your head, that's light as a feather. Now y'all the Redskins. Nigga, I'm trying to breadwin. 20 shots, you get fed 10. Bullets gon' make his head spin. He was drunk, so he bled thin. He a snake, this big gun on my waist gon' make him shed skin. Trust.
About you a king as I step into the ring. Call me a back, I give a fuck what you think, yo. Living in Winnipeg, you get used to the hate. People don't understand, respect goes a long way. I ain't hating, I just need space so I create. 36 years old, got no time to waste. I'm too busy writing, they biting. Damn, it's a shame, I got style. Tell them laying in the grave. I recognize and realize why I'm still here today. We came from a grimy place, we had to be brave. We was out in the night with cans of spray paint that got eyes in the skies. We got to look under the train, spin us back to the lab to put on beats by Dante. Turn the volume up, I got the shit on replay. Yo, we so ill, we show skill, not playing no games. Stay busy, yo, we never gonna change. Yeah.
Sleep between the mess of life, authors of ghosts to God figures. Push your mornings to the brink of a busy night. Customers calling colors to print for a face to feed. But all we need are 2 coins for the eyes when we rest. Body tired, mind awake, and that's the daily hike. We take the peak over the summit and repeat until our bodies break. Forget the panic button, make lift it with your legs and fate. Stay busy doing the shit you love and you got it made. Put time into your daily means. Dismatch a piece of passion, be complete before you fall asleep. Work smart and hard and earn your keep. Be creative with your spare time, be happy and do your meat. Just keep focused on the target, evolve and learn the process. Push through the toxic bullshit, become a person of substance. The hardest thing to accomplish is to release your better person. We're working to perfecting your smile, kid, it's a blessing.
Yo, we stay ill, it's the way it's always been. Steadily pushing the boundaries of this underground shit. Persistently putting in that work that makes next jerk. It's that stay busy mind frame, focus yet humble. On point, no stumbles, will make your ego crumble. No for bursting bubbles and causing mad trouble. It's words straight with precision, the Dante beats the victim. Always spitting this wisdom, knowledge is what we're kicking. Head splitting verses aimed at the haters. They keep you motivated to keep shit moving. Living it up and getting rid of the room for improvement. We really do this, ain't no time for half-stepping. Either I immerse myself or I just don't step in. Always 204 repping, it shouldn't even ever be a question. Keep the catalog and witness the progression. Give it a listening, call it a lesson. PCC was some of the best, man.
Beyond the norm, beyond the norm. beyond all the bullshit.
I'm the best of the best, top of the food chain. You know what I'm saying? I'm the best of the best, top of the food chain. Suits, double breast, best chest, mean shoe game. VIP dress to impress, that's how I do things. Easy for a king, hard for a peasant, and I don't need blink, cause my spirit is pleasant. I got God in my soul, you can see it in my presence. I'm confident and cocky, smooth and rock, when I was clear and receptive. Live and let live, won't kill but let die. Lazy only in my left eye, I enterprise and come up in the spot. And they like, who was them guys? Gods in the flesh, at your acquaintance, here for your entertainment. Spitter, nameless dogs, colorful claws, from a wild born jury. Growing up, we was taught, your world we fought. Get caught, no talk, if they ask who you are. Spitter, nameless dogs, spitter, nameless dogs, colorful claws, from a wild born jury. Growing up, we was taught, your world we fought. I was on Periscope politicking with this pretty Puerto Rican, power legal from Parsippany, quick-witted slick talker, who thought she was the shit cause of her accolades till she got a whiff of me. Peace God, how you feel is built on the square, ideas illuminated, the blind can see the flare. I'm rare like leap year, my pops can teach fair, he taught etiquette, integrity, and how to load weaponry. Silk suits with no shirt, gaiters on was his specialty, driving his L Dog 76, it fell heavily, a Bobby Womack melody, playing in the background. You think you lonely now? Wait till me and the guards do a show in your town. Bet you them queens come out to see the sevens about. I had a long bout with depression and poverty. I came out scarred, but victorious, speaking on sovereignty. You know my topic be going in and out of spiritual and physical bold. But no matter what's said, for me and my brother, you better believe it's the angelic code.
Spitter, nameless dogs, colorful claws, from a wild part of jury. Growing up, we was taught, don't run, we fought. If they ask who you are, spitter, nameless dog. Spitter, nameless dog, colorful claws, from a wild born jury. Growing up, we was taught, don't run, we fought. Get caught, don't talk. If they ask who you are, spitter, nameless dog. Spitter, nameless dog, colorful claws, from a wild born jury. Growing up, we was taught, don't run, we fought. Get caught, don't talk. If they ask who you are, spitter, nameless dog. Spitter, nameless dog, colorful claws, from a wild born jury. Growing up, we was taught. Don't run, we fall. Get caught, don't talk. If you ask who you are, spit a nameless dog.
One of the complete originals of music. A man who lives his music. A man who thinks his music. And it's possible to say that he lives and thinks of little else. We can't describe him exactly as daring, because I think he is unconcerned with any opposition to his music.
Congratulations, they jealous green faces, starting to look like the paper, they slept underestimated, that's perfect nigga, I made it. These other rappers is hoping that I'm contagious, the spirit in them is dangerous, I've been practicing patience, punishing pen and paper, the pain and all of the anger, just put it all on the banger, give it all on the stages, I'm good without the snakes, though the opposite the Lakers, the movers and the shakers, say the boy game changer, make a rep, call execs, make a rapper, call the savior, the police, call the mayor, I'm finna start a riot, that good hip hop shit back, they're excited, Can I bring back the head? Nah. They like Gully quit the day job. All I know is to go and get it like Megatron. You never ate a king's brain till his hat is off. You know the protocol, murder the competition. By the time they name mention, we probably be reminiscing. Using unheard features, I'm here, I'm not leaving. Do not understand losing the cloth. It's so different, they squares and they not even. They rhyme but they not reaching. They say that it's levels to it. I'm at the top of it, reach it. It's no secret. Let me breathe shit. Can I bring back the head? No.
They like Gully, quit the day job, hit them with the mega bomb. Squeeze the competition by their neck till they hat come off. Fire like a Molotov, intimidate. Dog a nigga, rock well a dialogue. Highlight, slow motion shots while I dunk them all. Lyrical, full clips, fully loaded, ring them all. Beat them all, bad like a thief found Singapore. It's no stopping, so fire up the chronic. I make your ass a topic, just you, biopic. They in trouble, now I done quit the day job. We forming Voltron to bring it back to, Can I bring back the head? Nah, they like Gully, quit the day job. They want the encore, I'm serving coke platter style. My brain's a weapon, they never feel when they pat me down. Make them cut the chatty out, sleeping after hits like Pacquiao. Eyes on the racks like a night owl. Who style? Illa, my nigga, I beg to differ. I break the MC that got too big for they britches. Come and reopen the stitches. I'll be there when you wake up. They clowns without the makeup. They hoping they contain us, but no luck. We flexing muscle like full force. And we brought back the head, no.
You came.
What do I see? Kids growing up in the community. South Bronx, New York. What do I see? Kids growing up in the community.
Hey, Cass, look at those kids over there. Check them out.
Hey, Charlie, man. You know those kids now is the grown-ups of the park, man. They're the future.
I hear that. I know where you're coming from, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Streets are filthy. Crime is high. People look suspicious when you walk by. No smiles or grins as the city sins. And when it comes to violence, nobody wins.
Damn, look how dirty everything is, man.
I hear that, man. Look at that.
I hate this part of the area, man. It's not like that everywhere, but I just hate to see it, man.
Terrible.
The garbage, over the trains, under the roof, and through the remains, around the crime and pollution, and tell me, where do I fit in? South Bronx, New York, that's where I dwell. To a lot of people, it's a living hell, full of frustration and poverty. But wait, that's not how it looks to me. It's a challenge, an opportunity to rise above the stink and debris. Gotta start with nothing, and then you build, follow your dream until it's fulfilled.
Yo, I can dig that, Charlie, you know, about following your dream, man. Cause I got a dream, and that's to be number one, and I'm gonna follow mine. What about you?
Well, my dream is the same as yours, man. I wanna be up there.
My art is my sword, a place in society is my reward. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Success is something we all want to taste. Everyone has a talent on the earth, and you can take it or leave it for what it's worth. No matter how hard things may seem, you've got the potential. Fulfill your dream with a future. It's up to us to make our homes rate an A plus. Let your mind be pure and free to create. Then use the beat in your heart and aim to be great.
Right, that's what it's about, man. I'ma do my thing and don't let nothing else hold me back. You know, just strive to be number one, always.
That's the same thing I told my little brother. He said he wanted to drop out of school, and I had to tell him, man. You know, you gotta push. That's what it's all about, man.
I hear that, John.
South Bronx, New York. What do I see? Talent rising out of the community. South